College of Musical Knowledge. Kaiser's College of Musical Knowledge, with 240 of them Victory Bond dollars, six happy scholars, makes you want to dance music, and the old professor himself, Gay Kaiser!
Folks, how are y'all? Oh, you're great, mate. Well, yes, matriculate. You know, it sure is nice to be back at our old stamping grounds at NBC again, and it's fine to see all these happy faces in the classroom tonight. Yes, sir, we've got everybody. A few civilians, lots of soldiers, sailors, marines, flyers.
Say, Professor, do you like airplanes?
I sure do, Ish.
Well, do you want to fly?
Want to fly? Yeah, you bet.
Well, here's two. I catch them all the time.
Get up!
Professor, our $6 are raring to go toward the $240 in Victory Bond prizes.
In Victory Bond prizes. Well, that's fine, Bud Dean, Dean Bud Easton. But before we turn them loose to prance, those joyful jumping town cries and I say, come on, chillin'. Yes, dance. Put that song on my ear.
Put that ring on my finger by that golden wedding band. Put that ring on my finger, put that piece of paper in my hand. If you're anxious to linger, you will have to name the day. Put that ring on my finger, go and get the license right away. You make such beautiful speeches and talk of a honeymoon ride. Now let's hear one of those preachers and that song, Here Comes the Bride. Put that ring on my finger, wrap me in a wedding band.
Put that ring on my finger, piece of paper in my hand.
Professor, three freshmen are in a lather to get a crack at our first prize and our $100 cash bonus.
Well, they're in a lather. We'll rinse them off, Dean. Send them up. And the first one is, it's Lieutenant Nick Susoff, is it? What's that? On this side. Lieutenant Nick Susoff, is that right?
That's right, Gay.
You just one man? Just one lieutenant? Boy, that's a big man, ain't it? Another loaf of bread, he'd have been a brigade, wouldn't he? Yes, sir. He's from Los Angeles, and he plays left end for the 4th Army Air Force. Well, Lieutenant, we're certainly thrilled to have you here, and I want to ask you right for your first question, this one from Betty Ann Doss of Fort Worth, Texas. It's a cutie about the preacher man and the choir boys. Get the idea? Preacher man and the choir boys. The preacher man said, look, boys, there was a gang of rowdies and ruffians playing baseball in the churchyard Saturday evening. I know they was there because I heard a bat hit a ball. I heard a crash of glass. And somebody said, yes, sir, before they beat it, somebody said,
I'll be seeing you.
I'll be seeing you. Well, lad, the preacher man said, that ball must have come through one of our stained glass windows here in the church. Because now the sun is up through the stained glass window. Yeah, through the glass window.
I'm beginning to see the light.
I'm beginning to see the light. Now, son, said the preacher, I don't know what rowdy ruffians did the harm, but whichever one did it, they are wicked sinners. Yes, sir, wicked sinners. Then the choir boys looked at the preacher, and the preacher looked at the choir boys. And the preacher said... Them choir boys did a lot of singing in the church, and they had been sinners, so the preacher said,
sing you sinners.
Sing you sinners. Look, that boy. Say, I want to ask you, what little boy would that have been if he told the preacher, I do'd it? What little boy would it have been?
Red Skelton.
Red Skelton is right, the junior of NBC. Thank you, Lieutenant. And now, well, this is Miss Lee Napolitano. Is that right, Napolitano? Gee, right off the bat I said that. From Westfield, New Jersey. Hi! Yes, sir. Now, come right over here, Napolitano. Napolitano. Now, Miss Napolitano, here come the right or wrongers, so listen carefully for Miss Donna Rhodes of Los Angeles, California, and just say right or wrong to the following statements. One, Nat Brandywine features champagne music on Scotch bagpipes. Right or wrong? Oh, excuse me. Right or wrong?
Wrong.
You're right, that's wrong. Walter Winchell once danced with Gus Edwards' vaudeville troupe. Right or wrong? Walter Winchell once danced with Gus Edwards' vaudeville troupe.
That's right.
A little louder.
That's right.
You're right, that's right. Three, on our railroads, Pullman porters have to make up the roadbeds. Right or wrong?
That's wrong.
You're right, that's wrong. They make up the beds on the road. Oh, yes. The Statue of Liberty's nose is 4 feet, 6 inches long. Right or wrong? The Statue of Liberty's nose is 4 feet, 6 inches long. Right or wrong?
That's right.
You're right, that's right. All right. One more. Andy Russell is Rosalind Russell's father. Right or wrong? That's wrong. Rosalind Russell is Andy Russell's mother. Right or wrong?
That's
right. Who said could be? Get out. Couldn't be. Thank you very much, Mr. Napolitano. And now here we go with here's another lovely civilian lady. This is Miss Blanche King. Is that right?
That's right.
Miss Blanche.
Mrs.
I beg your pardon.
Mrs.
This is Mrs. King. I would stand my distance. Wait a minute, Mrs. King. Is Mr. King in the audience?
No, he isn't.
He's not there. Well, now Mrs. King. Well, I think it's all right for a king and a kaiser to be together here, don't you? Still the kaiser. Here's Blanche King of Sedalia, Missouri. A Missouri girl. Mrs. King, we're going to play the theme of a famous dance orchestra. Don't be scared of that microphone. Get up there so the folks can hear you in Missouri. That's it. We're going to play the theme of a famous dance orchestra, but to make it tough, Jerry Graham of Archibald, Ohio, wants us to play it in the style of another famous orchestra. Now, you listen and tell us first the title of the song, no matter how we play it. What's the name of it? Tell us whose theme it is, and then tell us in whose style we played it. Listen. In the style of in the style of, oh, you are going to get spiked when you get home if you don't know this. What's that? Along Came Jones, yes. Who? Who'd you say? Who'd I say?
Jones.
What Jones? Right in the mic there, right in there.
Along Came Jones.
Oh, no! No, that's Gary Cooper. No. Skidding! Spike Jones. We played it in the style of Spike Jones, but what was the name of the song? For the sick of fool him do. Oh, a happy new year to you all. Students! Old Lang Syne. And whose theme song really is Old Lang Syne? He's at the Roosevelt Hotel in New York for the 15th year. Really, 15th or 16th year. Did you ever have lumbago?
No.
Oh, you didn't? No. Well, I know a guy who did have lumbago. I know a guy who did. Who? Right in there.
Guy Lombardo.
How'd she get there?
Ah, Professor, our judges have weighed the students in the balance and have decided their awful fate.
Hello, awful.
Hiya, fate.
Goodness, and the winner of the first exam is Miss Lee Napolitano from Westfield, New Jersey. The winner. Sir, Miss Napolitano, you are the first civilian winner we've had in our school for all these many years, and it's certainly a thrill. And I tell you, that was a nice fate, Gate, because you raised a $50 victory bond, first exam, first prize. Your mates each get 10, and we also dazzle your pretty eyes with tonight's scholarship, $100 in cash-a-roo. Go in and imbibe more learning until our brainbuster finals roll around. And now, roll up the rugs and put on your dancing shoes, because here we go across the continent with the Continental. From the picture Love Letters, here's the tune Love Letters. And speaking of love, let us listen to Trudy Irwin.
Love letters straight from your heart. Keep us so near while apart. Can have all the love.
it's time for the second exam.
Well, let's get going, Dean. We'll see how well they stack up with the rest. And first in the second round is Lieutenant Bob Kennedy from, Sabbed?
Sandpoint.
From Sandpoint, Idaho! An Idaho boy! Now, Lieutenant Bob Kennedy, here we go with your first question, and don't let the folks in Sandpoint down. Show them that you're a red-hot potato from Idaho. Now, Bob Kennedy, here's a cutie from Patricia Burns of Santa Monica. She's a member of the Van Johnson fan club. She says, here's this question she sent. Van Johnson passed a girl, and the girl began to cry. Said she, I was very happy until you walked by and... Yes, until you walked by and love walked... Shh. Love walked... Student!
Yeah.
In! Who said out? Having trouble, lady? That's right. I'm very happy until you walked by and loved walk in. You know, with Van Johnson, all the girls go, ah. Yes, and with me, it's, ah! jealous. The little girl said to Van, our fan club sent me for your autograph, Van, but now that I've really seen you, I just want to swoon singing. Yes, sir, she says, I just want to swoon and sing to you, Van. I'm going to... He's never been. I'm gonna
love that guy like he's never been loved before.
What's that? I'm gonna
love that gal like he's never been loved before.
I'm gonna love that guy like he's never been loved before. Okay. That's the title of the song. Of course, I couldn't expect you to sing it that way, could I? Oh, well. Well, you know, Van and I go 50-50 on all the women anyway. Van gets all those under 50, and I get him. Say, by the way, speaking of girls, I want to take a second here to salute the Girl Scouts of America and the wonderful job that they're doing. And incidentally, they're now staging a recruiting campaign to enroll 31,000 adult volunteer leaders for the Girl Scouts. So how about you gals joining up, okay? And now here we go with our second contestant. It's Petty Officer Theresa Timmons from Winnipeg, Manitoba, Canada. Hey! Yes, sir. She's an officer. It's a petty officer. Miss Theresa Timmons. Gee, you're pretty. Ooh, officer, may I get petty? Ooh, isn't that awful? Say, Miss Timmons, I'm going to give you several alternatives, and Byron Arnold, Jr. of Lexington, Kentucky, wants you to pick the alternative that will make the following statements correct. First, the new fat man menace of the movies is Sidney Toler, Sidney Skolsky, Sylvia Sidney, Sidney Australia, Sidney Greenstreet, or Kansas Sidney. Which of those is the new menace of the screen, the new fat man menace? It's a Sydney, but is it Sydney, Australia? Sydney Greenstreet? Sydney Greenstreet? Sydney or Sydney Greenstreet? Who?
Sydney Greenstreet.
Sydney Greenstreet. All right, folks. Just part of the good neighbor policy, that's all. Oh, yes. You know, now what makes this one right? A warning device for mariners is known as a French horn, Cape horn, Capricorn, Fog horn, or Lena horn. A warning device for mariners is known as a French horn, Cape horn, Capricorn, a fog horn, or Lena horn. Which horn? Oh.
Fog horn. Again.
A little louder?
Fog horn.
Fog horn! That's right. All right, now look out for this one. Lily Pines is a lake in Minnesota, a tiger lily, an opera singer, or a town in Maryland.
An opera singer.
I beg your pardon?
Opera singer.
All right, now here's the catch. One other of those three is also true. She's an opera singer, and she's also either a lake in Minnesota, a tiger lily, or a town in Maryland. Take your pick. Maryland, Maryland,
Maryland. Town in Maryland.
Town in Maryland! There's a lovely civilian lassie. It's Maureen Newman from Youngstown, Ohio. All right, say, Miss Newman, here are some musical measurements sent in by Barbara Gilbert of Portland, Oregon. They are height, depth, and width, right? Now, you listen to the following medley of tunes and tell us which tune represents height, which is depth, and which is width. For instance, Horace is height. That's right, and depth takes a holiday, you see? And width is I'll be with you in apple blossom time now. Open the corn crib, mother, I'm shucking tonight. Yeah. Here we go. Here is the medley. Tell us the musical measurements. Ready? Tunes. What are the musical measurements? The first one was
depth.
Was that
depth?
Depth. Yes. How deep is the ocean? The second one was I know the low on the unwindy.
Width.
What's that?
Width.
Oh no, the second one was height. That was high on a windy hill. And the third down do Sydney Green Street down do. What's that? What would that be then? What would that be?
Height.
Well, that's right. Height plus width. That's right. Height, width, perpendicular, circumference, diameter, everything. Yes, sir. Horizontal.
Give that stuff to Skid before our freshmen flip their lid.
All right, Dean Heaston, and the judge's decision for the second round goes to... The winner is Lieutenant Bob Kennedy from Sandpoint, Idaho. The winner! That's fine, Lieutenant Bob Kennedy. Ah, my man, you have rung the college cash register for a gilt-edged $50 victory bond, second exam, first prize. The other cute has finished the term with $10 to burn. And you return in our finals to fight for our $100 brain-buster cash bonus. But right now, it's the kids from the college sweet shop, Jack Martin, Slim, Ferdy, and Ishka Bibble, doing barnyard double talk. So band be nimble, band be quick, and yes, all jump with Chickory Tick.
Chickory chick, chala chala, chakala boom me in a banana ka bollocka wallocka. Can you see? Chickory chick is me. Chickory chick, chala chala, chakala boom me in a banana ka bollocka wallocka. Can you see? Chickory chick is me.
Every time you're sick and tired of just the same old thing, saying just the same old words all day.
Be just like the chicken who found something new to sing.
Open up your mouth and start to say. Oh.
Chickory chick, chala chala, chickala roll me in a banana ka bollocka wallocka. Can't you see? Chickory chick is me.
Chickory chick, chala chala, chickala roll me in a banana ka bollocka wallocka. Can't you see? Chickory chick is me.
Chickory chick, chala chala, chickala room me in a banana cabalica wallica. Can't you see? Chickory chick is me.
Mayor Z dotes and doe Z dotes and push the middle valve down. A boop boop did em dot em a what em chew. A footily racky sacky mama, lay that pistol down. Open up your mouth and start to say. Oh, a hutsa chick, chala chala chickala, roll me in a banana, kabalaka balaka wallaka. Will you pass the licorice stick to me? Licorice stick, licorice stick, hickory dickory chickory stick. How much chick would a wood chick kick if he set a peck of licorice chickory chickory a chick? Ah.
And now, student.
Take it easy, Breezy. I have here an essay in regards to which I should like to read same, entitled Ink.
Read on, MacDope.
Okay, Ink. Now, ink is stuff that comes in three colors, red, black, and snoo.
What's new?
Nothing. What's new with you?
Oh!
Now, the best ink is the kind that's frozen.
Frozen ink?
Yeah. Now, today, everybody is saying iced coffee and iced tea. Tomorrow, everybody will be saying iced ink.
Ink, it's obvious that you know nothing about the subject of ink.
Oh, yeah? Well, I'm an expert on ink. In fact, my middle name is Waterman.
Waterman?
Yeah, that's my pen name.
Kaiser College, Strange Your Brain. The final stanza for the bonanza are $100 in cash. And here are the seniors, Professor, all in a whirl.
All in a whirl. And bring them up now. Put their hair in a curl. And our two top scholars tonight are the winner of the first round, Miss Lee Napolitano from Westfield, New Jersey, and the winner of our second round, Lieutenant Bob Kennedy from Sandpoint, Idaho, and the 3rd Air Force. All right, here we go. Oh, by the way, kids, earlier in the show, I called it the Fitzgerald Hospital in Denver. It's Fitzsimmons. Excuse the mispronunciation. And now, here we go. You have just 30 seconds to answer one question for $100. Here we go. The one who answers right first wins. If you both miss, the money goes over to next week to become a $200 kitty for next week's class session. So watch your step, get help. Here we go to sprain your brain. No help, no hints. Please, on your honor, both of you. Here's the question for 30 seconds for $100 in cash. Who is the United States ambassador to China? A little louder. The lady got it.
Marshall.
Right. Marshall. GMI man, former chief of the staff of the United States Army, George C. Marshall. Well, children, Donna Shore will be with us next Wednesday. But for right now, that's all, scholars. School's out. Thanks a lot for being with us. And so long, everybody.
This is the Armed Forces Radio Service.